skies. What a difference a few hours makes after all of that heavy rain. And apparently wind, the wind advisory is until 3 o'clock today. We welcome into the studio now from the Daphne Knights of Columbus, Henry Tamburin. Good morning, Henry.
Good morning, Laurie.
And you have brought with you Richard Caudill. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, Laura.
And tell us about your upcoming charity golf tournament.
Well, first of all, thank you for having us on. And you know as well as a lot of our listeners that one of the principles of the Knights of Columbus is charity. We have a lot of fundraisers where we generate money that we give to organizations that help the needy in the community. So in the past, we've had team trivias, extravaganzas, birds and butts, and so on. Well, Richard came up with the idea of a charity golf tournament at the end of last year. And we used to do these things years ago, and Richard now brought it back to the forefront. So we formed a team. Richard's our head. And I have to say, this team has done a magnificent job coming up with an extremely player-friendly golf tournament. And the reason I'm saying that is I'm going to let Richard explain why I'm saying that. So I'm going to turn it over to Richard now.
Okay, Richard, tell us about the tournament on April 22nd that is going to help veterans, area veterans.
Yes, ma'am. One of the things that we were thinking about that we're trying to focus in on is we want to be able to support all of our local veterans organizations. And we're primarily looking for homelessness, mental health issues, and suicide prevention. So we've had several multiple sites that we have vetted, and we're today going to have a final meeting to decide where we're going to go to with that.
Where the proceeds will go.
Yes, ma'am, okay. Where the proceeds will go. Now, if you're a golfer, I need you to listen up, because I've got some good stuff. One of the things that we tried to do is we've all played in multiple tournaments, and every time you go, they want you to reach in your pocket for more money.
Ah.
So what we tried to do is we've got every game that we've got and all of the stuff going on is all for one money.
One price.
And it's $100 per person, and we would like to have a four-man team. Now, if you're willing, we can make up teams. We've got a lot of ladies that are playing. We've got a lot of backup from wives and stuff like that. This is very user-friendly, and it's open to everybody.
So you don't have to show up with a four-man team if you want to play.
Right. No, we'll make you a team.
And what you're meaning by that $100 covering everything, that means the green fees, everything.
You get green fees, you get cart fees, you get range balls, you get two drink tickets, you get one mulligan per man. We've got a special little gift that we give everybody when they show up.
Oh, and lunch provided, too.
By Mary Ann's Deli, and he is going to make us some superb sandwiches. I don't think it's not going to be these little box lunches like you
right.
normally get. I mean, this is going to be some really good stuff. Now, some of the things that we're offering. We've got a hole-in-one that's going to pay $10,000.
Wow.
All right, the men will play from 165 yards. The women will play from 150. All right, we have four par threes at Quail Creek Golf Course, which is where we're hosting the event. The other three, if you make a hole in one of those, one hole will win you a year's worth of Omaha Steaks.
Wow.
Another one will win you a brand new set of Callaway golf clubs.
Very nice.
And then the third one will win you a $500 MasterCard. Now, these are all from 135 yards, so they're kind of doable. We have a putting contest. Now, this wins money, but this is on the putting contest. If we have multiple winners, they will divide the money.
Okay.
All right, the long drive contest. That's a one money prize to one person. It's got to be in the fairway, closest to the pin. We've got that little Dixie Cup challenge. Now, a lot of people don't know about that. But on a particular hole, the number one hardest hole, whenever you tee your ball up, we drop a Dixie cup down over top of your ball. You can't see it.
Ah.
The longest, bestest drive out of that, whenever you go to it, that is zero. That's where you start.
Okay.
So it's just a little fun thing, and actually what it does is it gives you a stroke.
Okay.
Door prizes. Oh, good Lord, girl. You cannot believe the door prizes that we have. And people have stepped up and gave us this. I mean, we've got everything from a real leather attaché case, a real nice on-roller file cabinet, down to golf games, you know, car washes, anything you could think of, and these are all part of that.
The community was very supportive, and the local businesses.
Oh, they did. Now, the only thing that you can spend money on is you can buy two extra mulligans. They're $5 a piece. Or we're going to raffle off a real high-quality driver. Those raffle tickets are $10. Now, in our entry package, every person gets one free mulligan.
Okay.
So if you want to buy two more, that we limit it to two, you know. Whenever you come out there, the Alabama maids from over at the battleship maids, they're going to be circulating, greeting you, warming up to you and all of that. Whenever you get done, the Azalea Trail maids are going to be there to show off.
Very nice.
Very nice. A lot of the sponsors like to set up tents. The ladies with the Alabama Credit Union want to run the putting contest, so all you guys got to be gentle with these ladies now. But it's going to be this super, super exciting. It's going to be a fun game, a fun day. And we're really looking forward to being able to, some of these veterans organizations, I'm a disabled vet myself, so I know.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah, so I know what these guys go through. So we're trying to really reach out and help somebody. So we still got open slots. My name is Richard. I'm at 251-928-7608.
928-7608.
If you want to call me, I have a credit card reader. Of course, it's got the surcharge on it. Or you can mail me a check, which I will, you know, advise you the mailing address whenever you
call.
Can
folks also register at Quill Creek? Is there the form?
Yes, ma'am, they can.
Okay.
They can. They have all of the information. If you're out there playing, you can do that there, and they will accept your money, too.
And it's April 22nd, not this Saturday, but next.
We're
check
getting close.
Check in at 11, lunch at noon, shotgun start at 1. $100 includes everything.
Everything.
Including beautiful weather. If you look at the forecast.
Yeah. Oh, we've pre-planned
no
that,
rain.
Too. Oh, yeah, it's going to be a fabulous day to play. So, anyhow, we would like any and everybody. We have, you don't reject anybody with something like this. Some of the ladies, they were real concerned about, we set the tee markers up to where your handicap comes into play. So they've got just as much chance to win as anybody else, and everybody's invited.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah.
And anything else that you want to know or want to tell us about the tournament or Henry, anything about the Knights themselves in general?
No, you know, we have four principles. One is charity. One is unity, fraternity, and patriotism. And this tournament falls under the patriotism umbrella, being the veterans that we're donating this money to.
As well as charity.
And as well as charity. So our goal is to help the needy, and I think this charity golf tournament will allow us to achieve that goal, especially with our veterans. So we hope everybody shows up.
We would
and have
really,
a great time.
We would really, really like to thank all of our sponsors that has stepped up it has been just a real outpouring of support. I mean, they got behind us, and we've got some really good stuff. And whenever you play, what you ought to do is you ought to really look at the signs, and if it's a business or something that you can use, write it down. And whenever you use them, be sure and tell them, hey, I saw your sign at the Knights of Columbus tournament, because they need some feedback. They need to know that their advertising dollar reached out.
Right. That's good. If you have a list, you can mention them, but it could be too many to mention at this time.
Right.
Okay. Well, Henry, how can one become a Knight of Columbus, and what is that open to, and what does that entail? The Daphne Council.
The Knights of Columbus, you know, it's a 2 million fraternal men's organization. We're worldwide, and we have local councils. And to be a member, you have to be 18 or over, and you simply have to go to your local church, and you could ask anybody in the church office for the individual that you need to contact to get information. In our case, at Christ the King, this is the parish that we are associated with.
Okay.
We have brochures in the back of the church. Anybody can pick them up. And there's information and who to call. In fact, we're having a membership drive now, and very shortly we're going to have, we call it an exemplification. It's simply an initiation for new members to learn more about those four principles I mentioned earlier. And once you become a knight, you're under no obligation to go to every meeting and every function. If you can make it, you come. If you can't, no big deal.
Okay. So who should they call, you or call Richard's number if they're interested in
They can call
joining
Richard
or learning more.
Yeah. 251-229-7608, and I can give you all of the information.
229-7608, or you also mentioned a 928 number earlier.
No, ma'am.
Okay.
Marty Felsman is our grand knight, and this council that we're in is super, super vibrant. We've got multiplicity of things that we're doing for the community, always. I mean, it's just, we're into the Women's Health Center, we're into the schools, we're do basketball challenge, soccer challenges. We're really involved with the Boy Scouts, the Cub Scouts, deeply involved with them. And I mean, it's just, one of the things that it does is it lets you mentor with somebody. And it gets you away sometimes from the false narrative of some of the social medias.
Right.
So, I mean, you're getting guys that have been there and done that. And whenever they tell you something, you can make book on it, you know. So it's just a really, really rewarding experience to be a Knights of Columbus.
It sounds like it, and it's so important. Our youth need more guidance than ever.
Yes.
I have Marty's phone number. It's 251-421-2179.
421-2179 for more information on joining the Daphne Knights of Columbus. Thank you so much, gentlemen. Anything else you'd like to add?
I'm good.
Okay, golf tournament April 22nd at Quill Creek.
Oh, one of the
only
things
$100.
About it too. One of the things too. Now you got to understand, I'm going to ask everybody to sing "Happy Birthday" because that's my birthday.
Well, happy birthday in advance. I don't think anybody will have a problem with that. Thank you. That Richard Caudill and Henry Tamburin with the Daphne Knights of Columbus. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you for having us on.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
If you missed part of